episode 52 of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast. We're going to talk about the fear of negative feedback. This is another Instagram Live. And most of the episodes from here forward, they will not be Instagram Live. Every Instagram Live that I do, or every live I do on social media, I'm going to try to upload it to give you guys more value also on the podcast side. And we'll still continue to have our individual podcast episodes as well. Let's cue up the music. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. Your personal brand is so important, and everyone should have an online presence leading the way for their personal brand. There are so many creators and entrepreneurs who want to grow by generating more leads and sales for their products and services. Right now, for a limited amount of people, we're offering personal brand coaching for creators and entrepreneurs. Also, consulting for anyone with an organization, but you have to apply at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, this isn't for everyone or every organization, but it's for someone. Coaching and consulting, apply right now so that we can see if you are a good fit at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. Let's see if we can help you with your personal brand or help your business generate more leads and sales. There we go. We are live. We're on Instagram. Today we are discussing the fear of negative feedback for content creators. That's a real big thing for a lot of content creators. Fear. We all have fear, especially in this world where we're scared to press that record button because we don't want to hear. We judge ourselves so much and we think everything is so cringy, whether it's our voice, the way we look, our opinions on things. And we're just in this whole situation to where we are caring a little too much about what people think about us, what people really, really think about us. And at some point you got to let that go. At some point you have to let that type of thinking go. We're all going to judge ourselves. There's no doubt about that. In a lot of ways, that's just human nature. And overcoming that can be difficult for a lot of people. Now, let me get this straight. I'm not a therapist or anything like that. I'm just speaking from experience. A lot of these things, these are just regular pain points that content creators and business owners have. And like I said, I'm not trying to be a therapist or anything like that. We all have different experiences. The one thing I wanted to talk about, or the first thing I want to talk about, is negative feedback can especially be intimidating for new content creators and business owners who are just starting out and have not yet established a loyal following. I can kind of say that for me in terms of the Instagram platform. I've been on Instagram for quite a while, but I haven't produced like a lot of consistent original content. Starting off with or not having a following, it can be intimidating a little bit. Even for me, it can be, you're going to have those thoughts, but you have to get to a place in your mindset to where you just don't give a damn. You just don't. People are going to criticize you anyway. And kind of my thing is, if you are a person putting out content, or you're taking a step back, you're like, I don't know if I want to do this, or you know, you just having those, you know, you want to step back. Every time you step forward, or you're thinking about stepping forward, you want to step back, and you're like, I don't know if I want to put that content out there. I don't know if I want to do that. We all have these thoughts going through our heads. Man, just press that record button. Just press that record button and just go. Just go. Press it. Press it every day. Press it every other day. Press it a few times. We just have a plan to just start putting whatever your creative thing is, the creative, your niche or what have you, the thing you want to talk about, just put it out there. Just press that record button. They're going to talk about you anyway, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's people in the comments, let them talk. I mean, who wouldn't love 1,000 people in their comments talking crazy about them? Because you know what that's going to do? That's going to bring more attention on you. So whether it's on social media, whether you're putting out a blog and people are chiming in the comments, disagreeing or what have you, do so. Whether it's, if it's a podcast just like this one, hey, why not? Let them talk. That's what you want. You want that engagement because that's how you are going to get better. That feedback is how you are going to get better. I'm not just saying, oh, the hell with those people and that type of thing. No, learn from it. You can learn from it. That's what you want. You want those comments. You want that discussion. Because guess what's going to happen on social media? That algorithm sees that. And so they're going to push your content out to more people. So you want those discussions. It can be tough. Like I said, starting off, it's going to go through everybody's head. You know, if you're starting from the ground up and you're putting out content, you're a business owner, you're a small business owner, or you're a content creator. I don't care what you're talking about. You're probably talking about robes, red robes. Yes, the kind of robe that you put on. It doesn't matter what you talk about. It doesn't matter what you talk about. I might throw you off with the red robe thing, but I couldn't think of anything else at the time. But regardless of what you're talking about, you're going to have some apprehension about coming on camera, talking through a microphone, the written word, whatever it is, however people are consuming the type of content that you want to put out, you're going to have some type of apprehension about it. And you're going to get some negative feedback. I've got negative feedback. I want more negative feedback. Just give me feedback. I don't care what it is. If it's negative, if it's positive, just give it to me, because that's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to learn. Another thing that I had here, I had the fear of negative feedback can lead to a lack of confidence and self-doubt, making it difficult to create and market new content. And I think I did a video about that this week, about self-doubt, lack of confidence and self-doubt. You have to find that confidence wherever it comes from. You have to find it. There's you, and then there's people out there. There's going to be people to resonate with you. Resonate with your message. There's gonna be some people that they're not gonna feel it, and they're gonna tell you about it. It's okay, but you have to find that confidence. I don't care whether if you're looking at a particular content creator, if you are looking at maybe a relative for inspiration, maybe it's a spouse, a friend, or what have you. You have to find confidence. You have to be confident. I wasn't confident speaking through the microphone. I'm telling you right now, if you listen to, maybe you'll catch it in the podcast, maybe you catch it in some of these videos that I do. I don't speak well. I might be speaking well now, or speaking well enough to where you understand me, but I flip over words. I don't know. I probably have a speech impediment or something. I don't know. But my mindset is just, I don't give a damn. And what I mean by I don't give a damn, I don't care about the outside stuff. I'm trying to deliver value. I'm trying to hit pain points. I'm trying to grow a community. Just all of that negative blah, blah stuff. It's okay. I mean, hey, bring it on. I'm good with it, but I'm not going to allow it to, like, you can't say anything in the comments where that I'm going to be down about anything. I don't even know you. Okay. Now, can I read, like I said before, can I read it and learn from it? Absolutely. Yes, that's what I want to do. I want to learn. I want to help you. Even if you're in a negative space, I want to help you if I can. Doesn't mean, you know, just because you're being negative or you being, you know, nasty about something, I may not even block you. I may just keep you in there. Because if I don't put you in your place, I'm sure somebody will. You know, I'm speaking of bad, negative feedback in the comments. You know how sometimes people can get real silly. In terms of being confident, you have to find your happy space, your happy place. You have to find it. And that goes the same for self-doubt. We all self-doubt ourselves. We doubt ourselves. That it's normal. It's normal for a lot of us. It's normal for most of us. That's pretty much human nature. And it happens to all of us. you're going to doubt yourself before you press record being a content creator, before you write anything. You're going to doubt yourself. Man, I don't know. I'm just not sure. How are they going to receive this message that I'm putting out there? Everybody's going to perceive it differently. We are all different. Everybody is not going to rock with you. Everybody is not going up with you. They're just not. But don't ever have anybody sabotage you, your self-worth, or anything like that. Don't let them do that. Yeah, you're going to have, you're going to doubt yourself and all that. You can get over that. You can get up. Press record. You can get over that. Quick break in the episode. I wanted to talk about a resource page that I put together with a lot of helpful things on there. Something much different than the show notes. So it has things such as our ebooks and audiobooks, a whole bunch of other resources with affiliate links and things like that. So make sure you check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. Check it out. Back to the show. The third thing that I have written down here, it says, the fear of negative feedback can be compounded by the social media age, where negative comments can spread quickly and have a lasting impact. Here's my response to that. So damn what? You don't know those people in the comments. So why would you let anything that they say, like, it's almost like taking a knife and sticking you with it, or taking a pen and sticking or pinching you. Like, they're not going to get that close to you in that regard. So you can't let those negative comments on social media get to you. Like I said, you ought to embrace it. Embrace it. Sounds crazy, but embrace it. And I say embrace it because the algorithm is going to push it out more when people are commenting, because they're going to think, hey, this guy's popular, or whatever he's saying, that content is popular. So let me show this to more people. Like I said, regardless of what they're saying in terms of negative feedback, just don't let it get to you. And it's going to happen on every social media platform, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, or what have you, LinkedIn, Twitter. It's going to happen. People will say nasty things because the safest place right now, one of the safest places in the world, is behind a telephone or behind a mobile device, behind your computer, behind an IP address. That's a safe place for a lot of people. So people will talk crazy to you over the computer that they, obviously we know the majority of them wouldn't do it in person. They just wouldn't. You just have people that's going to be nasty. That's okay. That's okay. You don't know them. They don't know you. So why would you let something that they say affect you or keep you from maybe the goals that you are trying to accomplish? Press record. If you're a content creator, if you're a business owner, you got to put that content out. You have to put that content out. These are different times. These are different times. This is not, and I'm not saying when I talk about press record, I'm not talking about press record just to sell somebody something or whatnot. It's not about that. You can put out content. You're already selling when you're putting out content. You're already selling, because that's the majority of us, that's content creators. That's our goal. We're trying to sell something. But psychologically, that's not how people buy. People don't want to be sold to. In other words, they don't want you to press record and pitching your product all the time. They want value. They want their pain points validated. They want to know you. They want to know who you are. They want to know about you and some of the things you do and interested in, and things of that nature. The fourth thing that I have written down about negative feedback, that content creators and business owners feel vulnerable and exposed to criticism. We feel vulnerable and exposed to criticism. That's natural. It is. It's really natural. Critics, positive, negative. If you find a place to where you're looking at that in the same realm, you're going to be fine. Positive critics, negative critics. And I know that's hard for most people, but you want people to comment. You want people to comment. How are you going to get better if they don't comment, if they don't criticize you? Now, I'm not talking, I want people to be nasty towards you or anything like that, but That's how you're going to learn. That's how you're going to learn about your community. Sometimes it's going to be the truth. Other times it's just going to be nasty because you already know just some people are just going to be that way. So you can't do anything about that. The vulnerabilities, your vulnerabilities will show if you let people get to you. If you're showing that, you know, people are going to keep doing it. Once somebody read the comment section, you're going to have those people that are going to hop on to the negativity. Then you're going to have those people that defend you in the comment section. Let it all play out. You're going to get negative feedback. There is no way around it. You're going to get negative feedback. The fifth thing I have written down is content creators and business owners often fear negative feedback because it can damage their reputation and brand image. And I can see that. I definitely can see that if you have an established business. If you have an established business, I can definitely see where you don't want to put that content out because you feel like it might damage something. And I got news for you. It's not going to damage anything. If you are a old school donut shop in Connecticut somewhere, you've been doing things the way you've been doing things for 30 years. Business is okay. You're happy with it. With the way things are going now in terms of how marketing has changed and just people are changing with all these different AI tools and things like that. In order for you to get to that next level, creating content can be an awesome thing because you don't just want those same customers. Those same customers, they might start, maybe a Krispy Kreme comes into your town or a Walmart that sells cheaper donuts. That could affect you. That could very well affect you. And so why not make content about the process of the famous blueberry donut that you sell. Talk about maybe the business in terms of the origin of the business. Talk about something with you personally. People buy from people. In other words, people buy from people, and there is a ton of change right now with artificial intelligence and just the way these different things within these digital marketing platforms and how people perceive businesses that's online and businesses that's not online. It's a big difference. As far as damaging your reputation, if you get online, your reputation is not going to be damaged because a lot of those people that seeing you, they don't even know you. Maybe they're traveling. And you're saying, well, how can I get more customers out of that? Maybe they're traveling to your area and they heard about you. They heard about these great donuts that they've seen online that everybody's talking about that, you know, maybe some of the locals that they've spoke about and put in, you know, they've read reviews about it or what have you. They come to that Connecticut area. They don't want to try your donuts out. That's just how things work. So reputation is not going to be ruined. Your brand is only going to get better from creating content and putting it out on social media. We can go on and on about fear of negative feedbacks for content creators and business owners. A couple other things that I had written down that many content creators and business owners, they have a fear of negative feedback because they don't want to disappoint their audience or customers. It's kind of what I spoke about a little bit with the reputation and brand image. They may fear negative feedback and may avoid asking for feedback altogether, which can prevent them from improving their products and services. I can see that. Also, business owners who fear negative feedback may try to control the narrative and avoid transparency, which can erode trust with their audience, with their existing audience and customers. I can see that as well. So all of those things. But I try to encourage people to press record. It is one of the most scary as hell. But these are all the fears that we have. And these are all the fears that we came up with ourselves. These are all these internal things that we're thinking about. And I'm here to tell you, most of them are BS. Most of them are. These are just things that we create in our own mind. The way you prepare for negativity, the negative feedback, is to embrace it. You cannot control what comes out of somebody's mouth. You can block people and stuff like that also in certain cases that, you know, like I said, if people are getting a little too vulgar and extremely disrespectful. Yes, that's definitely something you should always do. For the most part, if you're getting a bunch of comments and people are talking about something they like, something you said or what have you, hey, let them talk, because the algorithm sees that and they will push that content out to a lot of people. And that's how you gain notoriety and things of that nature. That's part of your growth on social media. I just wanted to pop in here today, and I don't know what episode this is going to be on the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, but thanks for listening on the podcast side. We will see you in our next episode. Thank you. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course. And you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.